Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Joining us now from the lovely climes of Yuma, Arizona, is writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
So, let's talk about this. Last week, we talked about an article you wrote where there was a study done on the red flag law in California.
Correct.
And then one of your later articles comes up where the House passed H.R. 2377, which is a federal red flag law.
Yeah.
Tell me how they intend to actually even operate a federal red flag law. What does the House look like?
Yeah, the way this is set up, and I have to tell listeners that this probably won't pass. I don't think it could make it through the Senate. But they might try to get parts of it in some kind of compromise measure. But the way that this is supposed to be enforced is that a family member, pretty broadly defined, or any law enforcement person can go to a federal judge and say, we believe this person is a serious danger to themselves or others. And then the judge, upon their written affirmation of this, they swear that it's correct, then has to issue, if they're going to issue one, an injunction basically depriving this person of the right to arms and requiring law enforcement officials, particularly the Marshal Service, to confiscate their firearms for some period of time, and they have to do it that day if they decide to do it. Now, part of the problem with this is they're only hearing one side of the story, so there really isn't any due process involved. And any law enforcement officer can do it, so theoretically, a law enforcement officer in D.C., who sees something on the internet that he thinks indicates that person is a significant danger to themselves or others, could go to a federal judge in D.C. and say, see, look, this guy said that he likes Trump. Now, that's a clear indication of mental problems, and he's clearly a danger to himself and others. So what we need to do is get a hold of the Marshal Service and have them sort of deputize. I mean, they have to choose an agency somewhere. Well, let's pick Idaho as an example. And so they find some police agency in Idaho that's willing to go and confiscate guns. And then they say, go to it. Go to this guy's place and confiscate those guns right away. And then within 2 weeks, we have to have some type of a hearing to decide whether whatever we heard is valid or not. And that's the way that it would operate. I mean, it doesn't seem to me to be constitutional, but that's the mechanism that they set up in this proposed in this bill, which I don't think is going to go, but it shows the way they're thinking.
So now, would a federal judge be the one this goes to?
Yeah. Any federal judge.
Any federal judge.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a federal judge in the area they're at, not that I see. Just says that it has to go to a federal judge. And it says any law enforcement officer can initiate the proceeding. So it doesn't seem to me that it has to be a law enforcement officer in the area where this person is.
What about these places that have declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries?
Well, it depends a little on the way the law is written, but a lot of them have said that if there is a federal executive order or a law passed after Joe Biden was elected,
right,
that significantly infringes or that infringes on the Second Amendment, that local, that is state-level law enforcement officers, will not cooperate with. They won't provide assistance or material assistance. And there's, I think there's several states that have done that. And what it would mean in this case is that the federal marshals would have to find some federal agency, perhaps, that was in that state, or use their own resources. Marshals have marshals or deputy marshals, I think, in every state, because they're responsible for the security of federal courts. And then they would have to use those officials, those law enforcement officials, to enforce the order. Because, by law, I don't think you'd get somebody in, say, Oklahoma or Missouri to, take orders from a federal marshal and say, yeah, we're willing to be deputized and go take people's guns because you say so.
Sounds sort of sloppy the way they put this together. This is not clear cut and it's not detailed. These guys will be the ones doing it. They will do this. They will do that. It sort of sounds like these guys will go looking for someone to do this.
Well, and the law specifically, it says that the marshals can essentially deputize people to do it. So it's not quite so sloppy. I mean, and the marshals do get, help from local agencies on a lot of things. It's just that in this particular thing, I think they may have considerable difficulty.
Well, I think they
did think about this. I mean, it's extremely easy for a law enforcement officer here to fill out one of these red flag orders to take guns from somebody that they think that they don't like. And if you have a federal judge, and believe me, law enforcement personnel in an area know which judges are likely to give these orders out and which judges aren't.
Sure.
And they choose which judge they go to. And some of these judges in D.C. don't seem to be particularly interested in the Constitution.
Yeah, but I mean, they still have the Ferguson effect to deal with. They've already demonized the cops. Cops are all demonized. I mean, there's a lot of things taken for granted, and a lot of presumptions here that this is going to work this way and this is going to work that way. Their unintended consequence of what they've done might very well catch up to them.
Oh, I think that is true, and it's one of the reasons that I think this bill is a step too far for a majority of senators to approve of, or even 60 to approve of, because it's a big, big overreach on the part of the federal government.
Sure.
I mean, this really, if anything, it ought to be a local affair. And they're federalizing, essentially, the right of someone to have and carry firearms that they get to, the federal government gets to choose for the entire nation. And one of the reasons I don't think it'll go.
Yeah. Hang on for me, if you will. This article is with more than 2,000 others at amiland.com right now. Dean has a vast reservoir of articles there waiting for you. Amiland.com, biggest website of its type. Dean is the biggest writer there. Do the math. Do the math. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, Do we want to talk some more about 2377, or shall we move on?
Well, let's move on. There's a couple of subjects that that we can talk about that we haven't. Go ahead.
So you've got something up about the Senate outline. Do we know what is in the outline that they agreed to? Do we know what's in it?
Well, we do have a pretty good idea what's in it, but what we're seeing is that senators, particularly Cornyn, seems to have, and he's from Texas, he seems to have gotten quite a bit of feedback, shall we say,
yeah,
that Texans aren't too happy about this, and now he is backtracking a little bit.
Yeah.
What he's saying is that, you know, I'm not so sure that we want what's in this bill, especially the red flag stuff, because the Senate bill has some red flag potential in it. Now, one, it's not really a bill. I shouldn't call it a bill. It's just this outline, which is sort of a touchy-feely way to say, well, we kind of agreed that this is sort of the way we want to go, but we're not going to release any details, because if we release details, people are going to be against the details, so we don't want them to be against it. So we'll do some stuff in-house and see if we can wrangle a bill that we think can get passed. That's the way I interpret it.
Now, aren't the Democrats still trying to get an assault weapon ban, a magazine ban, universal background checks? Is that part of their framework they're pushing forward?
Well, I think it is in the House, but I don't think it is in the Senate. Now, part of what they're doing in the Senate is to change the age limit for people who purchase semi-automatic rifles. They want to reduce the age increase the age from 18 to 21.
Sure.
But there's far less in the bill about clear infringements. I think that's one of the most clear infringements on the Second Amendment, is to make it harder for people 18 to 21 to buy semi-automatic rifles. And they want to, they call them enhanced background checks for those under 21.
Sure.
I don't think that would pass Supreme Court muster, but it's not impossible. And then they have this thing in there about boyfriend loophole.
Right.
Now, what a boyfriend loophole is kind of unclear. And I think it's done that directly and obviously so that people don't really know what it is. But what they're saying is right now we have the Lautenberg Amendment, which if a person is convicted of domestic violence against somebody they lived with, somebody they've had a child with, somebody they're married to, or a close family member, and they're convicted of domestic violence, then they lose their right to own or carry firearms, Second Amendment right. But what this says, well, what if somebody is dating someone and that person gets in a spat with them and has some sort of violence? Well, shouldn't that be domestic violence too, so that we can take away their gun rights as well? And
well, where do they draw that line? Where do they draw the line of the spat?
Exactly. And the devil is in the details, and they don't include that. And it, to me, it's just another way to try to increase the number of people who are prohibited possessors.
Oh, yeah.
And to try to make that list large enough so they can get a significant number of people's right to keep and carry weapons away from them. And there is a lawsuit that was filed recently, I think in, maybe in California, that says that if you're convicted of a felony, but it wasn't a violent felony, your Second Amendment rights should not be taken away. And Supreme Court Justice Amy Barrett, as I recall, in one of her dissents to a case, wrote essentially that it should be based on violence, not on how closely related you are or what the legal penalty is. You know, if you were convicted of a felony for writing a bad check, that's not a violent act, and your Second Amendment rights should not be lost for something like that. So we're seeing kind of a pull at the Supreme Court and a push in two different directions on this, and it lines up with those people who just think, or who try to convince us, that guns are bad and there shouldn't be any around, and those who say, well, you have a right to keep and bear arms, and that shouldn't be taken away for frivolous reasons.
Well, you know, I don't think the left disputes the utility of guns. I think they just don't want normal people to have guns. In California, right? That I think is El Mente, California, where those two cops got killed. That guy that killed them had been violated. Well, he was on probation for being a felon with a gun. Then he violated his probation. They kept letting him out. And he killed two cops. And he's dead now, too. Right. But, I mean, what they're doing is very transparent to me. I don't know if the senators, you know, maybe they're wearing different kind of glasses than I am or something. But, I mean, all of this stuff is... And the thing is, like the red flag part of it, I can only see that actually being enforced in these blue cities where they already have massive gun control regimes. Because these red states and these red counties and these red cities, they're not going to go along with it. They're not going to, when the marshals roll in, they're not going to go, oh, hey, marshal, yeah, we're going to go take care of my old buddy there and take his guns away. That's happening.
Well, I think that's why it probably won't pass in that form. Actually, I recall, and you probably recall too, shortly after Sandy Hook, there was a lot of fear in the gun culture that they were going to pass some more draconian laws like they did in 1968. And there were people who said, we've got to compromise. You know, we've got to try and make this as the least bad it can be. And
that particular, we're coming up on the break, but I mean, that particular day you're talking about the one provision that got the most votes in the Senate was Cornyn's national carry reciprocity, which got 57 votes. All the other stuff failed miserably. I remember Obama crying in the Rose Garden. So, if you will, hang on for me. This article that we're talking about, it is at amaland.com. Dean has over 2,000. Like it. Go check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. The Food and Drug Administration on Friday authorized Moderna's and Pfizer's COVID-19 shots for children as young as 6 months old. CNBC's senior health and science reporter Meg Terrell.
Pfizer and Moderna both getting FDA emergency use authorization for their vaccines down to 6 months of age. So this would be the youngest age group yet eligible for vaccination, the only one so far that had not yet had access to the vaccine.
The FDA decision comes after its Committee of Independent Vaccine Experts voted unanimously to recommend the shots. Amid heavy criticism 6 days after leaving the country without telling his constituents, Montana Governor Greg Gianforte's office confirmed Friday that he had gone to Italy with his wife, but said he was briefed regularly about intense flooding that devastated a large swath of Yellowstone National Park and nearby communities. This is USA Radio News.
Authorities on Friday confirmed the third victim of a church shooting in Alabama has died. The Vestavia Hills Police Department identified the victim in a post on Facebook as an 84-year-old female who died at a local hospital. They did not release her identity. A 71-year-old man fatally shot two additional elderly people with a handgun during a potluck dinner at an Alabama church where he occasionally attended services. For decades, it was accepted wisdom in the casino industry that eliminating smoking would automatically lead to revenue declines and customer losses. But a new report examining how the coronavirus pandemic has changed gamblers' habits says that may no longer be the case. The report issued Friday by Las Vegas-based C3 Gaming comes as several states, including New Jersey, Rhode Island, and Pennsylvania, are considering banning smoking in casinos. The research firm says its report was done independently and was not financed by any outside party. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten. We were talking about the outline on gun control. I have heard conflicting stories. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but, Cornyn walked out of the talks the other day. He walked out of the negotiations the other day.
Yes, that's what I've read. And that's a good sign, because they need every vote on this in order to get past the filibuster. So even if Cornyn walks out and he's the only one, he may be enough votes to prevent this from passing. So if they're going to get something, they're going to have to pull back away from these more extreme measures.
Right.
That's what I see. And they might be willing to attempt to pass something, you know, like a longer time wait for people under the age of 21 to buy from a federal dealer, which would still be highly unpopular. There's a provision they're talking about in this outline to clarify who is a gun dealer. This is something that people in the firearms community have been trying to do for a long time, because it's not very clear in federal law who a dealer is.
Right.
The problem is, this is a double-edged sword. I mean, it's very possible that they would create a definition in such a way that it would be very hard for someone to obtain a federal firearms license, but very easy to be prosecuted for not having one. And that's the type of thing we'll have to watch for. Now, if they just say anybody who sells more than five guns in a year is a firearms dealer, well, at least it's clear. But also that means that a lot of people will have to get federal firearms licenses who only upgrade their collection or try a gun for a few months and then decide they want to try a different one.
Right. Well, I can see that would get a lot of pushback. I can see that one getting a lot of pushback because, once again, I mean, it's the same thing with the universal background checks. They're trying to regulate a individual private property function. Because once I buy the gun, it's mine. I own it. It's out of the scope of their control. I know they want to continue to control them, but that's just not happening. Quite evident.
I think so. And what I see here is that I mentioned how it was back after Sandy Hook in around the end of 2012, beginning of 2013. And at that time, things looked much bleaker for us. Already we're getting serious pushback. The media as a whole, the old media I should call it, just doesn't control the narrative as much as they did 10 years ago. And so this just doesn't have the push that I saw back 10 years ago for gun control after Sandy Hook. And that's right. When they had a charismatic Obama in charge who had just won re-election. Here you got Biden in charge who hardly anybody respects. And they're looking at the midterms coming up in just a few months.
Well, Biden keeps giving away the quiet part, though. He wants to ban 9mm pistols.
True.
He keeps giving away. And I mean, some of the rest of them, they've got some of the, what's this girl's name? Is it Ayanna Pressley? Yeah. She wants the gun buying age raised to 21, but the voting age lowered to 16.
Right.
What kind of stupidity is that? Are we going to say, well, they qualify for a driver's license, so they should be smart enough to vote?
It really is silly. If anything, I think the age for voting should be higher than that for having a gun, because you can do a lot more damage by voting as a group than you can with a few individuals having guns.
Yeah.
Having a gun is a constitutional right. The right for everybody to vote, well, I guess since we have the amendment that lowered the age to 18 and the 14th Amendment, it's much more universal than it used to be.
Right.
But originally, the ability to vote was decided by the states, and it was not a constitutional right. The franchise was much more severely limited.
So,
and, you have a problem when you get everybody to vote, including lots and lots of people who aren't interested, aren't paying attention,
right,
and don't research matters, you can get some very stupid results. And in places like Australia, where they by law require everyone to vote, if you don't vote, you get fined, the results don't turn out so very well.
Well, I wonder if they're beginning, they just recalled Chase of Bodine in San Francisco.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing.
And Gascon, who was the precursor to Bodine in San Francisco, is now, he's covered in all kinds of blood from his little antics in L.A., and I think there's a very strong strong push to recall him as well. But I'm seeing a bunch of people out of San Francisco saying gun control is not going to stop this.
Which
we've already got all
impressive.
The gun control. That we've already got all the gun control. We're the number one state in the United States for gun control. We're not going to be getting gun control is not going to solve any of our issues. And politicians, I would love to know what it is around D.C. that, it's a fake border. It's an imaginary line on a map. And yet you can't see beyond that when you get there.
I really think a large part of it is the media environment they live in. They're just saturated with this leftist assumptions about reality in everything they listen. It used to be that way. I think that's changing. I think more and more, especially politicians who are conservatives, are listening to voices outside of D.C.
Right.
And that allows them to operate in ways that are beneficial to the nation.
I firmly believe that. I believe Joe Biden believes he got 81 million votes.
Oh, I sure. Yes. But, you know, Joe Biden seems to believe most things he says.
Right. He also believes that right now the problem with America not liking his Joe Biden stuff is that America's got a mental health issue.
Yes. Well,
so he's out there saying, I'm not crazy, all of you are.
Yeah, exactly.
So, that's the fun stuff. That's the fun stuff. So I genuinely wonder about that because... I have long thought that there is no way a politician can possibly be an expert on any of the stuff they pick up. They probably could be expert on all matters political if they stuck to the constitutional guidelines of what they're supposed to be. But since they don't, and they've decided to micromanage every little aspect of life, there's no way they can possibly be that. And when they get out there and they start talking about this stuff, and, you know, I think somebody actually pointed out to somebody that, you know, in these places, like in New York, in Buffalo, they have blue red flag laws, and they didn't enforce that there. They didn't enforce that on that shooter. So, I mean, it's interesting to see the attitudes. We got the article we're describing here, talking about what's going on in the framework and in the heads. This is at amoland.com, where Dean has over 2,000 others like it waiting for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Where would you like to finish this day out, sir?
Well, let's talk about some progress that's been made in Vermont, of all places. Now, Vermont is one of the deepest blue states of the Union. It didn't always used to be that way, but there was a concerted effort by leftists to move more people who voted to the left into Vermont. And as Vermont had a small population to start with, they eventually moved the state far to the left. But in spite of that, a bill was just passed in Vermont that removed the ban on hunting with suppressors or silencers, or maybe we should call them gun mufflers. And it was the result of some log rolling, you know, some trading that went on in the Vermont legislature. And they happened to have a Republican governor in Vermont, Phil Scott, who is, I'm going to use the term moderate. He's not a very strict conservative, but he is a Republican. And what happened, this was Bill S-281, and it originally started in the Vermont House as a bill that was meant to ban the hunting of coyotes with dogs. And it was argued and amended, and people didn't really want to just ban the hunting of coyotes with dogs, and they eventually came to a compromise where they called for the hunting regulatory agency to regulate the hunting with dogs, and then it went to the Senate. And in the Senate, in order to pass the bill, they added an amendment that removed the ban on hunting with suppressors. Now, just possession and use of suppressors is legal in Vermont, if you follow the federal rules, but hunting with them was not legal. And there's 40 states that have removed the bans on hunting with suppressors, and Vermont is now the 41st state. So there's one state that allows you to have suppressors, but doesn't allow hunting with them, and that is Connecticut. So there's eight other states that don't allow people to have suppressors. And those are the usual suspects, we might say. California, Illinois, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Delaware, Rhode Island, Hawaii is one of those states. And so in those states, they don't even allow you to have the safety device that probably would do more to prevent hearing loss among gun owners than just about anything else. And most of the places in Europe either encourage people to have suppressors and they're easily obtained, or they require them for some purposes so as to prevent, you know, to just be polite so you don't disturb your neighbors with loud bangs so that, or that you can hunt without disturbing your neighbors.
So I know in the, in the UK on all the estates where they have a gameskeeper. And they all have these, I think they have black-tailed deer there, and they have to cull the herds, and it's required that they have a suppressor.
And suppressors are commonly used there when they're hunting pets. You know, if you have a bunch of rabbits that are raiding your garden, commonly it will be people with suppressors on 22s, which will take them out at night, and so as not to disturb anybody. Or for any of the other pets. Pigeons, for example, are commonly hunted in England with suppressed shotguns and special subsonic shotgun ammunition. And you can find videos of that online, and it seems to work rather well. So the advantage and utility of suppressors, or if you want to call them a gun muffler or a silencer, they're all the same device, is irrefutable. And most places that the people who want to push gun control say, oh, they've got wonderful gun laws, but we don't want their kind of law with suppressors because we don't like the idea of people being able to use guns and not hurt their hearing. So it's a positive thing that Vermont has removed the ban on using suppressors for hunting. But it is a time-limited law. It has a sunset clause and will go out of existence in 2 years on July 1st. But that's where the advantage of this type of thing, of being on the right side of reality, works for people in the gun culture. After 2 years, with no problem associated with hunting with suppressors, it will be hard-pressed for the people who don't want suppressors to be used in hunting to explain why they shouldn't be. Gee, we just went through 2 years. We didn't have any problem. Why should we put the ban back on? So I think that's the way it'll work in Vermont. I'm not sure what will happen with hunting with coyotes, with dogs in Vermont, because the number of people who can afford to maintain a pack of dogs to run and hunt coyotes is not a large pool. It's a relatively small number, and they are not many votes. So when you have the majority can take away something that a small number of people value, they are demonized, that often happens. So we will see. Hopefully they'll be able to continue to hunt coyotes in Vermont with dogs and will be able to maintain their ability to hunt with suppressors as well. But it'll be 2 years before we find out.
Are coyotes a big deal? Are they a big nuisance in Vermont?
Well, they're an invasive species in Vermont. They weren't there, you know, about 40 or 50 years ago. I don't think they had any coyotes there. And, of course, they are a very, very effective predator of small animals. Not only do they reduce the populations of game animals, you know, like grouse and quail and rabbits, but they also tend to predate on pets, dogs and cats particularly, because cats will wander about, and a coyote has no problem killing a full-grown house cat. So, and then, of course, they also will predate on some livestock. Coyotes have killed sheep and, of course, things like ducks and and geese and chickens are subject to predation by coyotes. So they can be a serious problem. They're generally a pest wherever they're found. There aren't that many people who will lobby to protect coyotes unless they live in cities and have never lived around them.
I'm sure we have coyotes where I live. I just haven't caught one yet. And if I catch one...
Most of the time, coyotes will be very careful about being seen by people because in most places, if they're seen, they're often shot. So they learn to be wary around people.
Well, yeah. That's the way it's got to be.
Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Seen, if they're seen, they got to be shot. But anyway... I'm getting choked up. You going to be around here on Tuesday?
I expect to be available on Tuesday, barring some unforeseen events.
Well, maybe by that time we'll have something from the Supreme Court, which would really be a glass of cold water on their part.
Yeah, there's several cases, at least three, that are right about to happen to break any time. But they have gone as late as the 9th of July, I understand. So.
Right.
I would expect it the next 2 weeks, but we'll find out.
Well, thank you for joining me today.
It's always a pleasure.
Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.